Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Toronto, Canada. Government officials support Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance International Art Exhibition. London. European Falun Gong practitioners exercise together and raise awareness of the persecution. Chinese police given quotas for Falun Gong arrests. International martial arts competition revives lost traditions. Saskatchewan, Canada. Film festival attendees moved by film based on real stories of persecution. And India. Falandava presentations well received in Bangalore schools. Now for the stories.
Toronto, Canada. Government officials support Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance International Art Exhibition. The Art of Zhen Shan Ren, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance International Exhibition was held in Toronto City Hall on August 26th through September 1st, 2019. The exhibition consisted of 22 works inspired from true events. The artworks display the beauty of Falun Dafa's guiding principles, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and call attention to the persecution of practitioners in China. Many government officials came to speak during the opening ceremony or sent greeting letters. Roman Babert, member of the provincial parliament, said, "We are obliged to help those who were deprived of their freedom, including millions of persecuted Falun Gong practitioners. I support Falun Gong. I was born in the former Soviet Union. Although I was a child, I clearly remember how people were oppressed under the communist regime. The regime is brutal, tolerates no freedom, and suppresses speech and basic human rights. It terrifies people." 9 works from Canadian painter Miss Kathleen Gillis were selected for the Art of Zhen Shan Ren International Exhibition. 2 of them were displayed in Toronto City Hall. She hopes that the exhibition can help people see the kindness and tenacity of practitioners. She talked about what inspired her to create these paintings, saying, "Our hearts ached when we learned the ongoing persecution of Falun Dafa practitioners in China in 2003. We wanted to help. Artists from various countries, including myself, gathered together and began drawing. When the crime of harvesting organs from living practitioners was exposed, we were shocked. We began depicting this crime with our brushes." The Art of Zhen Shan Ren International Exhibition was first held in the U.S. Congress in Washington, D.C. in July 2004. The artworks have been displayed over 1,000 times in more than 300 cities in over 50 countries and has been acclaimed by government officials and artists from various countries. This is the third time that the exhibition has been held in Toronto City Hall.
London. European Falun Gong practitioners exercise together and raise awareness of the persecution. Falun Gong practitioners from all over Europe gathered in London to raise awareness of the Chinese Communist Party's persecution. They held activities at many local landmarks on August 29th and 30th. During the activities, practitioners spoke with tourists and locals about the 20-year-long persecution in China, and asked people if they knew about China's state-sanctioned organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners. Practitioners had posters set up at each site with information about Falun Gong that passersby could read, and they also distributed flyers. Over the 2 days, practitioners collected hundreds of signatures on a petition that calls on the UK government to help end the persecution. The activities were held at Parliament Square Garden, Trafalgar Square, opposite the Prime Minister's office at 10 Downing Street, outside the British Museum, and at Leicester Square. Many people paused to watch the Falun Gong exercises, read the posters and flyers, and talk with the practitioners. Dozens of Falun Gong practitioners joined the activity at Trafalgar Square on August 29th. They raised awareness of the persecution in China with banners and posters and set up tables on both sides of practitioners who were practicing the exercises so that members of the public could sign their petition. The petition calls on the UK government to pass legislation banning organ transplant tourism to China and urge the CCP to stop the persecution. At the event across from 10 Downing Street, a woman who works at the Ministry of Defense said, "I am very interested in this." She said that Falun Gong made her feel peace and tranquility. When she learned that Falun Gong practitioners believe in truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and use these principles to guide their daily lives, she said, "This is very good. I absolutely agree with you." She was upset that practitioners faced severe persecution in China. "This is very sad. This should not happen at all. I signed the petition and hope more people will join. I think this is a very important matter," she said.
Chinese police given quotas for Falun Gong arrests. In the past 20 years of persecution of Falun Gong by the Chinese Communist Party, police are known to have been given arrest quotas and face punishment if they fail to meet the quotas. Those who meet or exceed them are given bonuses or other rewards. In July 2019, around the 20th anniversary of the persecution of the spiritual discipline, Heilongjiang province authorities ramped up the persecution and gave quotas to several cities for the arrests of local Falun Gong practitioners. In Jiamasu City, over 40 practitioners have been arrested and hundreds harassed for their faith since July 25th. Mr. Yang Shengyun died 9 days after his arrest on August 2nd. His family was threatened by the police and dared not discuss details regarding his death. Three members in Maoming City, Guangdong Province, were sentenced to prison by the Maonan District Court on August 13th for not renouncing their faith in Falun Gong. Ms. Lin Lezen and her son, Mr. Wu Chaoqi, each received a 5-year prison term and a 10,000 yuan fine. Her younger sister, Ms. Lin Yanmei, was sentenced to 4.5 years in prison and fined 8,000 yuan. While arresting the three family members in late August 2018, the director of the 610 office, the director of the Domestic Security Division, said, "We've finally arrested you all. Now we can get a bonus for it." In Kangzhou City, Hebei Province, Mr. Liu Guoping and Ms. Wang Hong were arrested after being reported for distributing materials about the persecution of Falun Gong on July 7th. When their families went to request their release, the police told them that they had to keep them in custody in order to meet their quota. After Ms. Li Yan, a resident of Changchun City, Jilin Province, was arrested in September 2018, one officer was elated and said, "We've reached the quota and we can get the bonus now." Also in Jilin Province, authorities in Yushu City allow the police to earn 4 times more points when they arrest a Falun Gong practitioner than when they apprehend a non-practitioner suspect. The points count toward their year-end performance review and bonus.
International Martial Arts Competition Revives Lost Traditions. Hosted by New Tang Dynasty NTD Television, the 2019 International Chinese Traditional Martial Arts Competition concluded its finals in New Jersey on August 25, 2019. Screenings for the competition were held in Taiwan, Germany, and the United States. Over 70 contestants from Asia, Europe, and the Americas reached the semifinals and finals on August 25th. The competition aims to revive the traditional Chinese martial arts and display its true values to the world. The sponsor highlights the importance of martial virtue and cultivation of moral character that are essential to traditional martial arts, but which have been lost in modern mixed martial arts. Contestants ranging in age from 9 to 82 years old competed in 7 categories. junior unarmed, female unarmed, male unarmed, southern fist, junior weapons, female weapons, and male weapons. Through a variety of techniques and weapons, the participants demonstrated different styles and schools of traditional martial arts. The head judge of the competition and a former international martial arts champion said, "Traditional martial arts stress gong energy and not just superficial appearances. We can tell whether you have gong fu or not." He said that NTD's competition requires traditional martial arts and emphasizes the martial virtue of punishing the evil and dignifying the kind. Another judge for the competition said that in today's society, where the essence of traditional martial arts has been lost, NTD's competition platform has invited a large number of contestants who stress martial virtue and tradition. He said, "In the competition this year, we noticed that contestants from more countries participated. It's become more international. It also means that more people understand the differences between traditional martial arts and modern martial arts."
New Year Wishes, a film by New Century Films, screened at the Regina International Film Festival and Awards in Saskatchewan, Canada, on August 16, 2019. Film industry experts and audience members noted the positive spiritual message in the film. Shen Guiyu, a man in his 50s, is preparing to spend Chinese New Year's alone at home. His daughter, Shen Yu, was arrested for practicing Falun Gong and in a detention center waiting for her trial. Falun Gong practitioners who know Yu visit her father to keep him company. With the help of a lawyer, Yu is released and comes home on Chinese New Year's Eve. The lead actress, Alisa Zheng, hoped to call attention to the persecution of Falun Gong in China through the film. She said, "Under the pressure of everyday life from work and from family, we tend to forget the true side of our hearts. I hope our movie will give people a moment of tranquility and experience the positive energy and power of compassion." Mr. Steve Payne, the CEO of a film studio, watched the film with a friend. He said he was touched by the film's content on Falun Gong. "We live in North America, but we know that freedom of belief and speech is deteriorating in China." Mr. Colin Skevington, a writer, producer, and director from the United Kingdom, appreciated the storyline of New Year Wishes. He said he was touched by the character's steadfast belief in the face of persecution. "I can feel the compassion and love from the movie. It's very important for people to support each other," he said. A film festival and awards board member was moved to tears by the deeper meaning behind the film. She said it allowed her to hear the voice of the Chinese people and their thoughts. "The message is very critical," she said. Ms. Dixon Jewett felt the compassionate nature of the characters in the film. "I realized that all of us are in a story. We are all a part of the fight against darkness. The world will change. Things will move forward. It's such an optimistic, helpful, and beautiful film. It made me cry. Very touching. Outstanding. I'm grateful it was screened in Saskatchewan," she said.
India. Falun Dafa presentations well received in Bangalore schools. Based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, the meditation system of Falun Dafa has benefited people in over 100 countries, both physically and spiritually. Over the past several years, many schools in India have invited practitioners of Falun Dafa to give presentations for their teachers and students. This report features some recent presentations at schools in the city of Bangalore, the nation's third most populous city. The principal of Bengal Government School invited practitioners to introduce Falun Dafa to staff and students. On August 29th, some 400 students gathered on the school square where they learned the first set of exercises. The practitioners were invited to return and teach the students the rest of the exercises. Practitioners also taught the school's 17 teachers the first and second exercise sets. One teacher said, "It feels so calm and peaceful." She pointed out that usually when visitors come to the school, students are noisy and restless. But that day, the students were quiet and well-behaved. "I notice the practitioners are always smiling and have lots of energy," remarked another teacher. "We'd like to get Falandafa books and read them, too." After learning about Falandafa during the Bangalore Independence Day flower show in mid-August, several teachers at the Stella Maris High School were impressed by the meditation and its principles. They invited practitioners to come and demonstrate the exercises on September 3rd. Practitioners met with members of the Echo Club, around 70 girls, and explained what cultivation is and how to practice. They then demonstrated the first and fifth set of exercises while the students did the movements with them. One teacher said, "I've never seen these students so peaceful and happy." Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.